Welcome to Happily Holistic. I'm Amy Lee Mercury, and I'm a medical intuitive with 20 years of experience. I've written 15 books on health and wellness. If you've had a medical intuitive session with me, you know that the thoughts and emotions within you, what has been passed down from your ancestors, and everything that surrounds you can impact your well-being. In this podcast, we touch on my favorite ways for you to improve your health and feel more joy. We dive deeply into everything health and wellness with a big dash of spirituality and a sprinkle of business. We spotlight the uplifting and the positive and share the secret ways top wellness authors and celebrities get inspired, stay healthy, and enjoy this beautiful life. I can't wait to get happily holistic with you today. Hello, hello, and welcome to Happily Holistic. I'm so excited to have you here with me today. Hi, Katie.
Hi, it's such a joy to be here. Thank you so much.
Yes, Katie and I have lots of mutual friends, and I am an extreme plant lover, and I talk to plants all the time, and, you know, as someone who, that's part of my job. So I'm really excited to hear about what Katie has to say. So Katie called Flower Revolution, blooming into your full potential with the magic of flowers, which sounds amazing, and I can't wait to hear about. Katie is also co-owner, correct, of Lotus Way?
The only one.
You're the only one.
Little me.
So you, I got it. You have Lotus Way. Now I understand. I, for the break about, I had had these Lotus Way chocolates. So you partnered with the chocolate people. I'm understanding now. So Lotus Way invites thousands and eventually millions and billions of people to take action by working with flower elixirs, and Lotus Way endeavors to make flower elixirs and widely on wellness tool, you know, comparable to yoga, tai chi, meditation, with a flower elixir cabinet in every home and every office. I have a flower elixir cabinet, by the way.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
As well as essential oils, of course, which I wrote a book on essential oils. You wrote a book on flower elixirs. I'm so excited. So Katie, tell me what brought you to this work. Tell us all about your journey.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fastest way to get there is just to say that I was traveling a lot. After I graduated college, I lived in several different countries, Europe, Mexico, traveled around Asia. And I was really looking for, like, what would be the thing that I could help people reach their full potential? Because I looked around, even as a kid, and I felt like, as human beings, we all have so much potential, and nobody feels like, well, I'm done. I've maxed out. This is as good as I'm going to get, you know?
Right.
So I was really searching, and I studied all different kinds of natural medicine and remedies. And I stumbled into a teacher from Madrid, Spain. He was a multiple decade expert in flower essences, and he taught classes in Spanish. And I got two main things from him. I mean, he was genius. And first, just, you know, he taught me that every flower on the planet has a really specific benefit. So some flowers make us excited and happy and laugh, and some make us sleepy, and some heal old wounds of the heart. And pretty much anything you could ever dream up as like a challenge, there's a flower for it. But then he started saying things like, and the ripple effect. So if we could get 3% of the world's population to be actively working with flower elixirs or flower remedies, it would change the future of this planet.
It really would.
You know, he wasn't really specific about how that would play out, but I felt like, wow, you know, like, I think so often we feel like there's so many problems in the world, and how can we even make a dent in it? When it's actually much easier than we think. You know, 3% is like, we can do this.
Not that much.
Right? So yeah, so I came back to the States and I thought,
you felt inspired.
I'm super inspired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you thought, wait, what next? How do I move this forward, right?
Yeah, so I actually started a practice in Mexico. And then I woke up one day and I was like, oh my God, I'm in the wrong place. Immediately moved back to the United States. Mm-hmm. I think I was a bit naive then. You know, I thought, well, if doctors everywhere in Europe are prescribing flower remedies and they're in every pharmacy in Australia and in Mexico, even the taxi drivers know the difference between essential oils and flower remedies.
Yes.
I can bring this to the USA.
It's right? different here, though.
Yeah. It was like, I got back and it was like,
yeah,
clunk. This is like 20 years ago. So
yeah.
Meditation and yoga weren't cool yet.
Yeah.
You know, this self-awareness movement wasn't here yet. So it was like kind of an uphill battle, but the first 10 years I did one-on-one consultations. And then the second 10 years was around like, just how do you grow a business? How do you grow a team?
Right. Which we all end up having to learn. Those of us who are, you know, healers and in wellness, at some point we kind of have to go, oh, I'm going to have to pay attention to this, aren't I? 20 years ago, I was like a shaman up on a hill talking to people's spirit guides. You know, there was very little going on with the internet and everything. Just total. I did use flower essences back then, too. I did. I was one of the people who did use them, although they weren't really easy to get. I used to get those FES Society ones. Those were the main ones I could find. Yeah, a lot's changed, hasn't it?
It really has. Even in our own business, like when I first started, I started with elixirs, so like the traditional internal tincture formulas.
Right.
And I realized very quickly that, you know, especially at that time, people didn't necessarily want to take things internally.
Right.
So then we started mixing them with aromatherapy and making mists and anointing oils and, you know, oils you could rub on your body and bath salts, just to try to bridge the gap a little bit. And I would say probably about 2 years ago, I could see things shift in our business where now I would say probably the top 20 products that we sell, they're all internal remedies.
Good.
Yeah.
People are opening to that. Mm-hmm. I have a question. When you say flower elixirs, is that the same as flower essence or is that a little bit different? Yeah. Tell us about it.
Totally the same. Okay. So for early adopters like you, you would understand flower essences
as
the thing without the scent that used to be from the dewdrops. And then we scaled it into a bottle.
Put it under your tongue and that was it. Yeah.
I just got in the habit of calling it elixir because so many people thought I meant scent. So elixir, remedy, essence, all the same. Yeah.
I can see how that would be. And I'm sure there was a lot of confusion with scent. Even back 20 years ago, the people who were into it, there was that too.
Yeah. It's like, I would be like,
yeah,
you know, these remedies are so transformative. Like you start taking them and you immediately feel the difference. And weeks later, you can see shifts in your life. It's crazy. Yeah. And people would be like, I love lavender. I was like, no,
this is not aromatherapy.
And I love aromatherapy, but it was just, I felt like I kept missing the mark.
I think combining those was probably a good entry level thing too. And to speak to that comment by your mentor about, you know, 3% of the world using flower essences or elixirs making such a change, I could see that because I think on a vibrational level, flowers are so refined and so high vibrational. Take a little kernel of that and put it in your body every day. Can't help but raise your vibration. Is that how you would describe it? Tell us your take on it. You're the expert on this, so I want to hear all of it.
Yeah, I feel like it's so profound and there's so many things even that I yet don't understand about it.
Right.
I tend to think of it in the most simplistic, like your body is this orchestra of different instruments and the flowers sort of tune up all of your instruments so that your the song of you is totally clear and strong and harmonious. And, you know, you're just like totally fully yes. you. Or like it's an acupuncture treatment without the needles. You know, people.
That's a good way to say it.
Understanding like the meridian pathways and the chakras and the nadis and how the different points release energy.
Yeah. That's a good way to say it too. I like that.
And then you can say, we understand that every one of our cells in our body carries all the information of us, like our,
yes, it does. Like our
fingerprint, right?
Yes, it does.
And so as my flower essence teacher would say, they are working on, you know, like the 6 to 8 generations of emotional patterning or thought patterns in our family lineage that we inherit.
Absolutely.
We learned from childhood or karmic yes. patterns. So we can really be here to be us instead of just simply think the same things that mm-hmm. our mother, grandmother, great-grandfather were thinking about.
I love that. So talk us through that even more in depth. If you would choose some remedies that would really help us do that, transcend those ancestral thought patterns. Talk to us about that a little bit more.
I would say every flower essence helps you do that in some way.
Right.
I mean, if you wanted to be more specific around rhododendron flower is often helpful when we have wounding around mother, or did we get enough attention or too much, or do we feel like yes. we belong? Are we loved? And then conversely, if it's about father wounding, mm-hmm. it would be the redwood tree. Did we get enough support? Did we get enough discipline, firmness, mm-hmm. generosity, mm-hmm. a sense of community? But I would say as a whole, all flower essences will help really start to unravel those patterns so that you can feel what is the true you.
Yes.
One of the ways I've seen this year be a very strong indication of how is, you know, my flower essence teacher used to say, oh, red clover, it's the best flower so that we don't hook into group hysteria. It will make us unhook from the collective consciousness.
Right? Yes.
And I've seen actually all flower remedies do that. It's like people who are in our monthly subscription group and they keep taking them regularly, all of them unanimously say, you know, I look at the news and it just seems like theater. Like I don't feel drawn into the whole thing, you know? And I think that's one of the most important aspects is that it roots us into our own truth, our own inner wisdom, whatever that is for us, so that we operate from that position versus, you know, being blown about by external influences or what someone else thinks or believes.
I love that. I love that. And it's such a critical thing to take the internet in. I mean, this year, obviously, but anyways, you know, to be rooted in our own truths. That's part of the diversity and the uniqueness of society, is if everybody can be in that space.
Right.
Sometimes that can be a little bit interesting when the truths are not the same. Mm-hmm. But part of the melting pot. I had this group of guides that I work with, and I've worked with them for, you know, I don't know, 20, 25 years. And I remember them sharing with me back in the earlier 2000s, early 2000s, that Earth was like a melting pot, just like we would think the United States was. We used to be taught that in school, that Earth was so different types of energies here. And it was sort of a grand experiment. And so as these flower essences could come in and allow, you know, the core essence of each of these different types of energies that are present on Earth to come as could be an untapped resource. That's my little cosmic perspective on that.
Oh, totally. I mean, when you think about people in your life who have touched you or who have said something mm-hmm. profound or who have awakened some experience inside of you, everyone has a gift to offer.
Yes.
Some of us are more or less polished or refined or unrefined or rough, right? Mm-hmm. When you think in terms of that profound definition of diversity, that each mm-hmm. human has the capacity to be this incredibly unique flavor of wisdom.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's what gets me. That's why I love flower essences so much. Yeah. It's like, what would happen if we liberated all that human potential?
I hope we do. I hope it happens. I think it might happen someday, probably not in our lifetimes, but it's, you know, maybe the movement of human evolution is eventually taking us there. Although it seems a little slow when we're incarnated, it's probably not once we're disincarnated. When we look at it from outside of duality, perfect timeline. Good job planning that. Keep going, you guys. When we're here, we're like, can we please evolve faster?
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, it's Amy Lee Mercree. I'm so grateful to be a part of my medical intuitive clients' journeys of healing and evolution. We're all on our own paths to greater health and self-actualization. In a medical intuitive session with me, we connect deeply with your spirit guides and ancestors and dig into the root causes of what's going on in your physical body, emotions, mind, energetic body, and spirit. To learn more about my medical intuitive work, check out the Work With Me page on amyleemercree.com. So what would you say for you personally is like the greatest gift in your path and in your path of working with flower consciousness? Or the top three, or you know, something like that. Talk to us about that. How that's from
working with the flower kingdoms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm.
I mean, I would say the first thing I think that comes to mind is the collection process can be so remarkable and has really taught me that, you know, so often we think we're small, we think we're alone, we think we're, you know, challenged inside our own heads. We forget that there's a tremendous amount of support that's unseen. Mm-hmm. And some of the times in my life where I've most like viscerally felt like the earth is so ever presently here to support us.
Yes,
like
it is.
All plants and this, you know, planet we live on is a living, breathing organism. We're not just, you know, yes. rotating like a rock right. around the sun, right?
Right.
So there have been times where you know, either I'm like hunting for a super rare orchid and I'm not sure I'm going to yes. find it, or I've like sent messages to this place weeks in advance. Like if it's meant to be, and if you want your medicine yes. to reach more people, please help me find you.
Yes.
And it's in those instances where I am just seriously blown away. Like, I mean, I've had collection experiences. The very first collection experience I had, it was almost like the animals were showing me. A bear, a butterfly, a snake. And I thought, this is just so, you know, at the time I thought, I must be crazy, but I'm going to just entertain this for a minute.
Uh-huh.
And then for the next 10 years, those were the most needed flower essences. Yeah. It was like, yes. in retrospect, it's amazing. Or like the time I was hunting for this really rare orchid in southern Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I just like, within the first 10 minutes of driving down these prairie roads, saw one, got out, was like a jaw drop.
Wow.
And this tiny, teeny, tiny little cloud, it was the only cloud in the sky, right above thunder, like rumbled.
Amazing. Amazing.
And it was just, and in my body, I could feel like wow, this is what it feels like when you've been trying to send a message to a place and it welcomes you. It welcomes you.
It sits high.
And then it, you know, rained for 5 minutes and that was it. But it, I think these sort of like fantastical, magical experiences remind us that we're not crazy. And when we really tune in, we are intuitive and we can, we already speak the language of flowers and Mother Nature. And there's so much support.
So much support, I agree.
It's just easy to forget that.
I think it is. It is to forget that. And Kate is, you know, I've been on my medicine path for 25 years with, you know, countless amazing synchronistic experiences, like swimming with whales in the wild twice, you know, things that have happened where I've been getting a message for a reason. And I still, 2 mornings ago, I think, was automating in my mouth when I woke up, which is something I teach in my classes, how to talk to your guides and stuff. And I was writing with the goddess Lakshmi. And part of the discussion was really all about nature is abundance. I mean, I know this, like I've been living this for 25 plus years. And it was like, just a reminder, Amy. This is still the message Lakshmi is gonna have to deliver. Let's remind you again, nature's abundance. Especially, you know, nowadays where everything is so technology-based. I mean, we sit on the, I do it. I sit on the phone all the time. If you rewound 10, 15, 20 years, it would have been, but if you're into like me, get pulled into the Bermuda Triangle of scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. So it's bringing us back to that. We have this innate knowledge of nature within us. I agree with that.
Yeah, and when you look at, if you have a fruit tree in your backyard, right? There's always too much fruit. You always have to share it with your neighbors or for folks who have gardens. They're always giving away the vegetables. And so when we hear the kind of narrative of there's not enough food to go around, we must genetically modify, we must create meats in a lab or you know, it's like, I just don't buy that because in personal experience, it just with one tree.
Nature is abundant. Yeah.
So abundant.
It is. It is. I love that you're saying that today. It's so much fun on this podcast to hear what what comes forward. So if you were going to tell our listeners, I don't know, like why they should explore this world of flower elixirs. Mm-hmm. You know, not, I know you would, you're not a salesy person, clearly. Just like the stand-ups can legitimately improve quality of life and evolution in the world. What would you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen in the last 20 years any tools that are more powerful than flower essences, except maybe, you know, 2 hours of meditation a day, which one of us has that?
Who does that nowadays? Yeah.
You know, something that you can just literally drop in your coffee, water, tea on the go throughout the day, effortless. It's, you know, it's not like a gym membership. It's pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
And it will be your best friend in the sense of flower essences will take you as deep as you want to go. So if you just want to sleep better, there are flower essences that can just help you sleep better, right? For folks who don't sleep, just getting a good night's rest is like a game changer.
I know. It is.
And then there are people who are like me, you know, which would be the opposite end of the spectrum, which is like, I'm constantly aware of my weaknesses and what's challenging me because I know that my business can only be as good as the effort that I'm making to unravel that stuff inside of me. So, you know, so like, what should I say? It's like, it just makes life easier. It makes you be able to understand yourself better and other people better, and
yes,
allow all the parts of you to come forward, not just the pretty, nice, shiny parts, but also help you get in touch with, like, well, what's the grit? When do you get fierce? What does it take for you to, like, stand up and be courageous? What would it take for you to, like, give your message to 5,000 people? Where is your edge? What are you, what are you wanting to do? You know, so as much as you want to challenge yourself, the flower world is here, you know, waiting to
support you,
accelerate. Yeah. And what I would say is it speeds up your personal growth. Like what you would normally experience in 6 months, it squishes it down into 1 or 2 months.
Yes. I love that. So if you were going to tell our listeners a couple suggestions of like gay workers kind of, and then maybe, I don't know, tell us some of your top favorites. What would you suggest if somebody's like, I want to try these right now?
Yeah. I mean, I would say if you have never tried flower essences before, the best is to start with flowers that are for self-love or for love in general, for joy. Yeah. We have a blend called Infinite Love that is, it's just so softening, and it helps you. It's funny because it helps you fall in love with yourself and be kind to yourself. But then there's this funny reaction where people feel that softness and they also want it. So it magnetizes people, and they're so much more affectionate and loving. And
they want to share love.
Yeah. And then we have a blend called Joy Juice that's really fun because it works so quickly. And if you, you know, just use it throughout one day, by the end of the day, you notice yourself laughing more and making other people laugh more.
Yes.
And then Inner Peace is another blend for folks who are just like, I'm stressed, overwhelmed, too much on my plate. I have small children, you know, just something to make me feel really stable, like nothing could stress me out.
Love that.
Yeah. And then there's a quiz on our website. So if anybody's really like,
perfect,
what do I need? It's fun to just see like which flowers are you drawn to.
I'm going to go do that. I have my favorites, but I feel like, just talking to you, as someone who loves flower essences, I mean, it's not a new thing for me, or flower elixirs. But I feel like, oh, this is making me remember I need to use this tool, because sometimes we forget.
We do.
I'm thinking, gosh, there's so much I could be using this. What am I doing? So if people wanted to find you, is it lotusway.com? Where do they find you?
Yep, lotus like the flower, WEI.com. And then we're also on all the social media channels.
Yes. Go find Katie and her beautiful flower friends. How wonderful. If you could send a message back in time, 10-year-old, or one thing, what would it be?
If I could send a message back to myself?
Yeah, your 17-year-old self. So like back in time, and tell her one thing, what would it be?
Such a great question. I would probably tell her that she's going to do things and accomplish things that are beyond her wildest dreams that she can't even conceive of yet. So what she could do then is to like really deeply value what she brings into this world. Just start there.
I love that. Thank you so much for being here with us, Katie. This was a really lovely conversation.
Thank you so much, Amy. Really appreciate being here.
And thank you all for listening to Happily Holistic, and have a beautiful day.
Thanks for listening to Happily Holistic with me, Amy Lee Mercree. You can find out more about the show on amyleemercree.com on the podcast page. Please stop by your favorite social platform and leave me a comment. I'd love to hear how you liked today's show and what topics you'd like me to cover in the future. Come find me on Instagram and Facebook at amyleemercree.com. If you would like to see what a medical intuitive session with me is all about, hop on over to the Work With Me page on amyleemercree.com. Until next time, stay happily holistic.